The leader of Alberta's NDP criticized the Alberta Next panel, following its first town hall in Red Deer. Naheed Menchi was in Red Deer on Wednesday, July 16, to participate in the Westerner Days parade. Following the parade, he spoke with members of the media at Kin Canyon, where he discussed the Alberta Next panel's town hall the night prior. While Menchi did not see the event live, he saw clips and read media reports of the event. "What a debacle. This thing is such a sham," Menchi said of the Alberta Next panel. Menchi said the crowd seemed to be a mix of hardcore separatists and people who were furious at the premier. "Albertans have every right to be mad about this. $2 million in taxpayer money to give separatists a platform," he said. "She takes us for fools. She thinks we're idiots. She's like, I'm not a separatist, I'm just going to invite them all to these panels and give them a huge platform using taxpayer money. I'm just going to change the legislation so we have a separatist referendum no matter what. Come on, Premier, don't take Albertans for idiots. We know what you're doing." Alberta's NDP recently announced the launch of Better Together Summer. This campaign will bring Nenshi and NDP MLAs to numerous communities across the province throughout the summer. This campaign will feature numerous town hall events as well. There will be one in Red Deer on August 27. For more information, visit www.albertasfuture.ca. "We're doing this campaign to really hear what Albertans think. I can tell you right now, Albertans are furious. And they're not furious at Prime Minister Mark Carney in Ottawa, they're furious at Danielle Smith," he said. Nenshi also spoke on the state of healthcare in Alberta. "Today marks 1,000 days from the day Danielle Smith said she would fix healthcare in 90 days. Since then it's gotten worse and worse," said Nenshi. Nenshi said it's concerning that Alberta and the entirety of the United States have a very similar number of reported measles cases. "Kids are getting sicker and sicker. There's not one Albertan who would say that the healthcare system is better now than it was 6 years ago when the UCP took power," he said.